Maseches Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The third paragraph, which we say in Kriyas Shema, is Vayomer, and it includes two basic themes. One is the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the other one is the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering the fact that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Now, the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies during the day, because the pasuk says Re'isem Oisai. You should see the tzitzis, and you can only really see things properly during the daytime. And therefore, I might have thought that since the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't apply at night time, I shouldn't say the paragraph of Vayomer at night. Or maybe I should at least skip part of it, I should skip the part which talks about tzitzis. So the Mishnah tells us, no, there's another purpose to saying Vayomer, and that is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leilos, we still mention the paragraph which talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, and therefore we still say this third paragraph of Shema at night time. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and this is quite famous from the Haggadah, which we say on Pesach, Hare ani kven shivim shana, behold, it is as if I am 70 years old. The reason why he says it's as if he's 70 years old is because the truth is he was only 18 years old. But he became the Nossi, which is the leader, the president of the Sanhedrin. He became the Nossi at just the age of 18. But he was very worried that people would not respect his opinion enough because of his young age. And therefore Hashem did a miracle and he made him grow a nice long white beard to make him look like he was 70 years old so that people would respect him properly. And that's what he means over here when he says it's as if I'm 70 years old. So I've obviously learnt loads of Torah, I'm the leader of the Jewish people, I didn't merit to understand the source, and I didn't merit to prove that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said at night, and therefore even though I thought this was the halacha, I could not prove it to the Chachomim, until Ben Zoyma explained it and learnt it out of the following pasuk. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Leman tizkeres yom tizchomeretz Mitzrayim, in order that you remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, kol Yemei Chayecha, all the days of your life. Now the pasuk could have just said, for the days of your life. Why did it add in the word kol, all the days of your life? So this unnecessary word comes to include the nighttime. Yemei Chayecha, the words, the days of your life, that refers to the actual days. But now that it said kol Yemei Chayecha, all the days of your life, Halelos, that includes the nighttime as well. And that's how I know, says Ben Zoyma, that one has a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at nighttime as well. However, the Chachomim still argue, and they say that no. Why does it add in the word kol? Not to include the nighttime, rather, Yemei Chayecha Hoino Hazeh. Just saying the days of your life, that's talking about this word. The fact that it added kol Yemei Chayecha, that is Lahovi Lemes HaMashiach. To include the days when Mashiach comes, even then, according to the Chachomim, we will still have a mitzvah to remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because although the miracles which will be performed in the bringing of Mashiach will be even greater, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim were still great, and therefore we still need to be grateful for them and remember them, even if we were to focus more on the Nisim of Mashiach, we do still need to remember and mention the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim.